A forum in Uptown Charlotte tonight takes on some startling statistics. The incarceration rate for women is more than 5 times higher than it was in 1980, and the rate of incarceration for Black women is double that of white women. That actually represents an improvement. In 2000, it was 6 times higher, based on analyses by the Prison Policy Initiative and the Marshall Project. Incarceration rates like these alarm writer Damaris B. Hill, but she says it goes beyond the numbers for her. She's part of the forum sponsored by the Gantt Center.
I do want others to understand that the problems with women in incarceration are not just statistics. This affects their individual lives, the lives of their children, and the lives of our society.
And so the University of Kentucky professor set out to humanize the experience of incarceration, not by accounts of inmates, but through poetry. Her new book, A Bound Woman is a Dangerous Thing, channels the voices of African-American women over the past 150 years. Some who were imprisoned, others who were bound by their situation in both good and bad ways.
When looking at the long history of women, in particular Black women in America, there are some parallels and overlapping themes that show up in the experiences of Black women that I'm talking about, but are also evidenced in the way that I write the book.
Her poetry hits on power dynamics involving race, poverty, and gender.
The way America is set up, somewhere around 400 years ago, we began to create social hierarchies that didn't previously exist. Those hierarchies that I call like mythologies, right? These mythologies about intelligence, these mythologies about social value, these mythologies about gender have become so interwoven into American culture that they almost go unnoticed.
Hill starts tonight's forum with a reading from her book. The forum also includes Patrice Funderburg, who mentors young women at the Mecklenburg County Jail for the group Change Choices, and Christy Puckett Williams, a former inmate who now works to curb addiction. It's at the Knight Theater and starts at 6:30.